listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to challenge you to make your confession, and I want to do this from one of my favorite verses in the Bible, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That verse reads like this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, when you think of confession, what do you think of? You see, it's a favorite scene in many crime story movies. The suspect of the crime is brought into the bare interrogation room, and under bright lights and an intimidating policeman, the suspect is told to confess his crime. All the while, the chief watches through the two-way mirror, waiting for the words that will condemn the suspect. When you've sinned, do you feel like you're the suspect? And you think that God is watching you from an invisible vantage point, waiting for you to make your confession? If that's how you feel, you don't really understand what confession is all about. God doesn't want us to confess our sins to condemn us or to put us in prison. God wants us to confess so that relationship with Him can be restored and so that our sin doesn't get in the way. The promise is plain. Again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. Though sin is present, it doesn't need to remain a hindrance to our relationship with God. We may find complete cleansing. I love what it says there in verse 9, from all unrighteousness. And we can find it as we confess our sins. To confess means to say the same as. When we confess our sin, we are willing to say and believe the same thing about our sin that God says about our sin. Jesus' story about the religious man and then the sinner who prayed before God illustrated this. The Pharisee bragged about how righteous he was, while the sinner just asked, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's in Luke chapter 18. The one who confessed his sin was the one who agreed with God about how bad he was. Now, in this passage from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, confess is a verb in the present tense. This implies that we should keep on confessing our sin. It isn't speaking of a once-for-all confession of sin at our conversion. Yet, you don't have to go to a confessional to confess your sin. When you are baptized, you are confessing your sin by saying you needed to be cleansed and reborn. When you receive communion, you confess your sin by saying you need the work of Jesus on the cross to take your sin away. But of course, we need to confess our sin in the most straightforward way, by, with our words, admitting to God that what we have done is sin, and by sincerely asking for His divine forgiveness based on what Jesus did on the cross for us. Now, it's important to understand that our sins are not forgiven because we confess. If that were the case, if forgiveness for a particular sin could only come when there was a specific confession for that sin, then we would all be damned to hell because it would be impossible for us to confess every sin we have ever committed. No, we are forgiven because our punishment, the one we deserved, was put upon Jesus, and we are cleansed by His blood and not by our confession. However, our confession is still vital to maintain relationship with God, and this is the context John speaks from. As God convicts us of sin that hinders our fellowship with Him, we must confess it and receive forgiveness and cleansing for our relationship with God to continue without any hindrance. Best of all, the invitation to confess carries with it a precious promise to forgive. This is what it says in verse 9. He is faithful and just to forgive us. Because of Jesus' work, the righteousness of God is our friend, ensuring that we will be forgiven because Jesus paid the penalty of our sin. God is being faithful. He's being just to forgive us in light of what Jesus did for us on the cross. So today, keep your relationship with God completely unhindered. Take him up on his promise to completely forgive when we truly confess. And do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.